I'm so grateful that both the Bible and Science and Health, our pastor, give us so much to comfort ourselves and to find our peace when there's so much going on that can distract us and bring us into fearful situations or feelings. I'm so grateful that this week's lesson from page 83 of Science and Health, it says that mortals must find refuge in truth in order to escape the error of these latter days. This was of such comfort, and I was praying that many people who seem fearful at this time will find just the simple truth and obey it and find their peace. These testimonies, week after week, assure us of the truth that makes man free, the truth that has been given for all mankind. When we humbly obey what it teaches and apply them to our living, it calms us, it lifts us up, it heals the false senses of the horrible pictures, however aggressive, however frequent, be it physical, situational, financial, or whatever. I am so grateful for the power in what Mrs. Eddy says about Christian Science on page 110, from line 17 to 24. Quote, "No human pen nor tongue taught me the science contained in this book, Science and Health, and neither tongue nor pen can overthrow it. This book may be distorted by shallow criticism or by careless or malicious students, and its ideas may be temporarily abused and misrepresented. But the science and truth therein will forever remain to be discerned and demonstrated. I pray and trust that this strengthens all who are led to our website and all who discover Christian Science, even for the first time, especially in these times. Thank God, Christ Jesus, Mrs. Eddy, and for all the sacrifices that has been made to make this science still possible for us to do our part to carry on in this cause, because it is the truth that truly heals mankind. I'm so grateful to be here. Thanks for the readings, and thanks for all the testimonies. Happy to be here tonight."